Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you for joining us. Episode number 598. Is that right? Oh, I don't have the round down. We're doing this in the morning, which is like not what we normally do, but it's kind of better. Like I'm feeling fresh. I'm having my coffee. Yeah, it's 598. Episode number 598. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate you listening. If you're not already, check out our Patreon. There's a new bonus bri available only to Patreon listeners where I discuss, well, I'm assuming I discuss, I haven't recorded it yet, but I'm going to do it after this. I discuss whatever the fuck's going on with Landon Donovan's hair. I discuss the dudes with ARFID. I've been teasing that for a while. ARFID is fucking wild. And an update on what's going on with our with my soon to be house guest, Lori Loughlin. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I got to say, doing it earlier in the day.
It's nice.
Is much better for me. I am truly like a battery. Like by the end of the day, I'm just same. I can only watch TV. Like I can't do anything.
I'm totally with you. Like when we normally do this, it's late at night for you and it's early evening for me. And I've just like come from work. I've probably like worked out or something. And I'm just like, my battery, I just don't have, it's crazy. Like when you're younger, people that are older are like, wait till you hit your 40s. And you're like, yeah, whatever, you fat piece of shit, you know? And then, but then you hit, dude, we're slowly dying and it gets harder and harder to deny that. Like we, you know, we're active. We try to stave it off. We try to eat healthy. We try to be fit. But at the same time, it's just, I can't think of Mindy Kaling. Like I can't recall really easy names every single day of my life. I have CTE and it's shit like that. Like where I'm so fucking tired and I'm like, why am I so fucking tired? I just lived a normal life today. So mornings are better. I agree. I need to get fired from my job soon, and then we could just do it in the daytime when you're available.
We have a backyard and like adjoining yard with your neighbor
where the snakes are, where the snakes hang out in the ivy. Oh, you know they're still out there, right, Ed? I mean, you found one snake a while ago. No. It's cold, so they're going to go hibernate, which they do. But they're out and around. They're eating the rats.
I don't want to think about the snakes, but we've got neighbors and they have like, they had a son, they have two sons in college and one of them was home with his buddies.
Yeah.
And I was cleaning up some stuff in the back and they were having a barbecue with like the son and his friends.
That sounds nice.
And like, it was, I don't know, it was like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. And then, I hear the guys, the college kids going like, yeah, so we're going to head to the city in an hour. And I'm thinking, what? It's like 8:30, 9 o'clock. Then you're heading out. Like,
what?
I don't have that club in my bag anymore.
That's just insane.
To head out.
No, it's terrifying.
And I did used to do shit like that. Yeah. But no, I'm so far removed from that.
It is like, if I'm not home, like if it starts getting dark and I'm like out in the world, I start to have anxiety. I'm like, I need to be home to my couch. Much less, could you imagine like putting, like it's dark outside and you're like, oh, I'm going to take a shower and put on clothes.
Get going.
Yeah, and then go and then get on some public transportation and go somewhere far. Because Ed, if you go somewhere far, FYI, you need to come back at some point. So it's like the further you get away, the further you have to come home. And that's just a nightmare. No, thank you, hard pass.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay, let's talk about who died. Oh, I didn't set the alarm. 30 minutes. Oh, and I'm playing the wrong RIP. That's
playing
okay.
Playing the old. Yeah.
It's a great one.
Rest in peace. The ballers hope you rest in peace. You won't lack no more. You won't smile no more.
This is the worst part right here.
You won't laugh no more.
No. This you laugh twice. There's two laughing. Fuck no more.
Oh, yeah. Dearly departed, we hope you rest in
peace.
There's that. Okay, set the timer. 30 minutes for the freeloaders, then we go Patreon. Ed, who died?
R.I.P. Dave Ball, co-founder of Soft Cell, the band that had that 80s one-hit wonder, Tainted Love, 66 years old.
How much money do you think that Dave Ball, and now Dave Ball's heirs, I assume, make each and every year from licensing that song? It's because it shows up places. It's in movies and stuff. It's probably not a cheap buy. I bet you it's six figures every year. Like, you write a song. I remember reading one time that Evan Dando, who from the Lemonheads, he's like a Massachusetts guy. And, you know, he's like, he had a band in the 90s and they had some songs. But he just kind of like lives in like a little, you know, like sort of rundown cottage or whatever. And, you know, he'll play some shows here and there. But I read one time that once a year, at least, someone licenses his cover of Simon and Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson, and it gets licensed for a movie or a commercial or something. And every year, if that happens once, he gets $50,000. If it happens a couple times, he gets $100,000, and then he's good for the year. And then he's like, okay, somebody will buy it again next year. Like, so imagine if
he can just do whatever he wants.
Yes,
and make a little money, whatever, performing here and there.
Don't need much.
He doesn't have to put himself out there that much because he's got fish jumping in the boat.
Mailbox money. You just need that one thing. And Tainted Love, that's a one-hit wonder. It's a fucking banger, and it's in a movie every single year or a commercial every year. I mean, R.I.P. Dave Ball, very sad.
Very sad.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Daniel Naroditsky. I feel like we've talked about him. American chess grandmaster. Yeah. Yeah. He was 29. No cause listed, but they said he was incoherent and rambling in his final stream just days before his death. And he had faced repeated unproven accusations of cheating by a Russian rival.
We should do a deep
dive.
Maybe. Well, no, because there's the other guy. There's the
anal beads guy.
The anal beads guy. Maybe. What I need to know is, like, the fuck is going on in chess? We need to do a deep dive into the
violent that I remembered it to be.
And, like, so competitive and threatening. And there's no money in chess, right? Like, nobody's making $1 million playing chess. There's no, like, no one, I guess, like, you probably, like, sell your system, right? Or you do you're like, hey, play chess like me. I wrote a book. Like, you do that. And you do, like, you teach chess. But there's not, like,
maybe you get
endorsements.
Maybe at, like, chess tournaments. Like, if we got the grandmaster here.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
That'll get people to sign up. So you get, like, $10,000. But you're not getting $1 million, right?
No. I can't imagine. And then this guy's, I mean, sounds like he, you know, took his own life. And over chess. Why don't somebody,
because he's getting harassed by a Russian rival.
Yeah. And, like, what's in it for him? So why not, a suggestion to chess players out there, instead of being really competitive about chess, just lie about being good at chess like LeBron James. Like, all you got to do is just go, hey, by the way, I'm fucking one of the greatest chess players. And then people will be like, okay, then no one will ever test you.
And then if they ask you a follow-up question, just pick up a Tolstoy book, just open it up and be like, that reminds me of one of my favorite passages. It's personal to me, so I don't want to share what that passage is.
Have you guys read Anna Karenina? Right here on page, it's probably my favorite part, right here on page 414. Yeah, just do that. Just pretend you're good at chess. It's the same thing. Nobody will ever check, I promise.
Right. Nobody's calling bullshit.
No.
R.I.P. June Lockhart. She was like the mom in Lassie. She was in the original Christmas Carol, like the famous version in the 50s.
Yeah.
But I remember her. She played Donna Martin's grandmother on one episode of 90210. And it's the craziest episode of all time. It's also in the running for the worst. Definitely top three worst. So Donna, famously,
one of the worst episodes. We can rank the worst. So the worst episode is where David Silver gets addicted to meth. And like he tries meth and then 2 minutes later he's injecting it between his toes.
Kicks it the next episode.
Yeah. So that's got to be the worst.
Great.
Okay, my bad. Yeah. What about the one where Steve Young plays touch football on Thanksgiving?
Like 2 days before a real game. Yeah. He's kicking around with the 902 again. The worst, I think, Brenda finds a diary from a girl in the 60s in her bedroom. And then they recreate the scene starring the 90210 gang in like hippie gear. And that's a bad one. It's a bad one. But this one.
Yes.
The whole premise of two thirds of the show.
Yeah.
Is Donna's a virgin.
Yeah, we know.
He's on again, off again with David. Yeah. David's just holding out. And like, they treat him like a piece of shit because like, occasionally they break up because he has to go get some.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he gets back together with Donna. This is like season 6 or 7. Like it's deep into the show. And they go visit her grandmother. This woman played by June Lockhart, the one who just died at 100 years old, by the way. And she's like, you know, your grandfather, like we were only together briefly, then he went off to World War II and died. And so she pretty much says, like, Donna, you need to let him rearrange your guts. Like, you need to let him hit it. And then
he might die in a war.
Yes. So that's what pushes her over the edge. Then she ends up fucking him like a couple episodes later.
Amazing.
But it's and once again, they recreate and David Silver is playing they do like grainy flashbacks.
Stop.
Donna and David, and they're in like their World War II
as grandparents. Uniform,
and she's, and she's like working at they'd have these banquets right before they'd send them off to war. And they recreated that. But June Lockhart was the old bag telling the story like, hey, Donna, you need to let him fuck your brains out because who knows? Love is love. She'd be like, you don't have to be married. You just need to open those legs.
Yeah, that's actually great advice. And I just want to put it out to the audience, like a bunch of complainers out there. Like, you're going to get that kind of information on another show? Is any other show you listen to give you that kind of expertise? A deep dive on June Lockhart from Lassie and her appearance on...
I wanted to honor June Lockhart's greatest performance.
Beautiful. I'm in awe of your expertise. I just want to say, Ed, we grew up in a time. Now, obviously, Lassie was before our time, but it was on.
Yeah, I was aware of it, but I never like really watched it ever.
There was in the 50s and 60s, there was lots of savior animal TV shows. Lassie was saving kids from the well. There was Flipper, who was a fucking dolphin that lived in a swamp for some reason. And also, dolphins will butt fuck you. You don't want to fuck with a dolphin.
Seen clips of they're rapists.
Yeah, they're rapists. There was Gentle Ben, who was a goddamn bear that was hanging out with Ron Howard's brother. Like, there was all these shows.
I'll let you make your point, but I just want to add one more. So I'm friends with a guy who's from Belfast, and he's like
Northern Ireland.
He's talking about like childhood shows with animals that he loved. Like we were talking about, we had a conversation one time and he's like, well, what about the Littlest Hobo? I was like, that's not a thing. I was thinking it was like a little hobo that went town to town. No, it was a dog. It was a nomadic dog that like solved crimes or shit like that. It was the same type of shit, but it was called the Littlest Hobo.
Oh, that's amazing. We didn't even get them all. Yeah.
It was a show from the 60s and 70s. I was just adding that to the mix.
I love that. I love The Littlest Hobo. All I wanted to add is that Lassie was a show about a dog, and it was probably like 6 years ago that it occurred to me out of just one of those thoughts you have. This whole time I thought Lassie was a male, but it's fucking right in the name. The name of the dog is Lassie. That's a girl's name. They're telling you the dog is female. The entire time of my life, I thought Lassie was a male dog. Because what kind of woman can save? What kind of female dog is saving? It's got to be a dude, right? Like, it's impossible that it could be a female dog solving all these crimes.
Think of all the strippers named Bambi. Bambi was a boy.
Bambi was a boy. Excellent. Okay, who else died?
Well, this is somebody we've already reported his death, but just an update. Ace Frehley's death is now being investigated as suspicious.
Brain bleed, Ed. Brain bleed.
You got a little help going down the stairs.
Yeah. Also, this happened in New Jersey, you know, where there's a lot of people that, you know, you can owe money to that'll come to your house. Yeah.
Like, it's known to happen.
People take falls. Ed, I just saw this just right before we started. Additional death, very sad. Former Jets center Nick Mangold, dead.
Whoa, he's not old.
41 years old. Apparently, 12 days ago, he made a public appeal for a kidney transplant.
Oh.
Apparently didn't come through in time. Now, Nick Mangold, he's the butt fumbler, right? Like, he caused the butt fumble, did he not?
His ass. I think so, but his... I don't know if we did the story here.
What?
But he was very angry that...
Benghazi?
That his town... I believe he lived in, like, Chatham, New Jersey. Like, rich town in New Jersey.
Yeah.
They didn't have their flags at half-mast for Charlie Kirk.
Stop it. The guy was missing a kid. The guy was dying of kidney disease. And this is what he was...
He's angry that City Hall didn't have flags at half-mast for Charlie Kirk.
His kidneys were failing him. And he's worried about Charlie Kirk.
Half-mast.
Who even notices half-mast? Like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, I mean, RIP, very sad, obviously. RIP, 41, yeah. Too young to die. We don't want that. Wow. But, you know, like, get your priorities in order. Ed, let's talk. What do we do right now? Sports. Let's talk some sports. Right.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. My own joy on DVD.
Somebody was asking me the other... Oh, my God, wrong button. Somebody's asking me the other day about the lyrics to that song. Someone's like, are they saying you give head? And I'm like, no, they're calling me gay. Rights of Bill's calling me gay. He's saying, I'll give hetero life a try. Like, I'm attempting to be straight, which is really genius. Yeah, it's a lark. Yes. Okay, Ed, what happened in sports this week?
Okay, the biggest story of the week.
Tell me. Oh, this is great. I need this explained.
The NBA is embroiled. In their opening week, they're trying to showcase the league, and the FBI rolled out a whole bunch of arrests,
yeah,
including the current... recent Hall of Famer, current Portland Trail Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups.
Amazing.
Terry Rozier, he's currently on the Heat.
Yeah.
And ex-player Damon Jones. And then a whole bunch of like guys with like very mobbed up names and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, it was the Genoveses and the Gambinos and all that shit that you didn't think was real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And... You know, can you and Cash Patel? Can you imagine getting arrested by Cash Patel? Like, it's gotta hurt.
This guy. Yeah, he's
Chauncey.
4'7". Yeah, he's. I heard.
Valhalla.
I might be late to this, but I saw somebody nicked him Keystone Cash, and I'm like, that is so fucking perfect because you just look at the stupid look on his face, and you're like, this guy is so overmatched for anything that he's tasked with. Like, he's just like. Like deer in the headlights all the time.
No, wasn't he like a podcaster? Like, it's like if you
think so.
Us, if they just said to us, hey, by the way, you're running the FBI, I'd be like, what?
It's my understanding that his whole thing is he was we need to see the Epstein files guy. Like, that's how he
definitely was.
His rise to fame was we need to see the Epstein files. And then he gets a job and he's like, there's no Epstein files.
It's complicated.
Yeah, we just can't. A couple things. One, I didn't know. I'm nursing a cold here. I didn't know Chauncey Billups was the coach of the Trailblazers, and he's been the coach of the Trailblazers for like a few years.
Yeah.
But also, it's my understanding, and what's that pay? It's a dog shit franchise, one of the worst in the NBA, but he's probably making $3-4 million bucks a year. And
he played in an era that they were starting to make real money.
He made real money. He was an MVP. He won an NBA championship. He was on TV. Like, he had lots of options to make money. He's cheating at poker for 50 grand?
Yeah. The only thing that kind of makes sense to me is from reading about when Marcus Morris got, I think Marcus or his twin brother.
Markeef. Yeah. My friend Travis Rogers has dreams about them.
Yeah. Well, when one of them got arrested, there was talk about this. And then watching the Gilbert Arenas documentary, the Netflix thing, gambling, like high-level gambling is so baked into the NBA life. Yeah. They're betting tens of thousands of dollars on planes, in the locker room, and their free time online. Like, the gambling is like crazy.
It's true. It's what they do. Yeah, that's a good point.
So I think they just... And you could certainly rack up a bunch of debt.
Yeah.
And Terry Rozier, these are separate things. Chauncey Billups was like running a gambling
thing. I read Chauncey Billups is also like subject number 8 in the Terry Rozier indictment, in that he's like, hey, Arvidas or whatever, Sabonis or whatever, they're good players, like, not playing tonight, which is like apparently like a $2,500 tip. Like, Chauncey Billups is selling out his team and his career, and is probably going to go to prison.
Oh, he'll never be in the league again. No, even if he avoids serious jail time, his NBA life is done
for a few grand. Like, and it's insane.
Terry Rozier,
yeah,
said bet the under on me. He got a bunch of people to bet the under on him.
Yeah,
and they flagged it. Like, yes, you know, Brian Windhorst, who carries water for the league,
so fat.
He was like, hey, the NBA has been sitting on this for a couple of years. Like, if he's saying this is not a good look for the league. But somehow the NBA, like, Donaghy, they're like, oh, he was a lone actor, even though everybody knows that Scott Foster was having those phone conversations.
Yes.
And it just went away. People just, like, let this shit go with the NBA. So they take a couple fall guys and then they move on. No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I've been saying this for years. It's basically WWE. It's like they're having a dance out there. Like, it's not a competitive thing that they're doing. Like, it gets competitive in like the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game. They're like, okay, we did this thing. We ran back and forth a little bit. We didn't, you know, we let him take the shots because he's the guy that gets the shots and none of us play any defense. Now we got to play. Now we got to see who wins this thing in the last 3 or 4 minutes. And it's like you can't even really pay attention to it because it doesn't seem real to me. And this Rozier, I think I heard Windhorst say it. He took himself, so the big game, he takes himself out of the game, right? And he tells the gamblers he's going to do it. He fakes an injury to take himself out of the game. And then after that, he misses a whole year of time. He didn't, he wasn't hurt. He wasn't hurt, but the NBA's like, hey, Terry, calm down, buddy.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's not his fake injury. That's the NBA being like, exactly, now you're going to stay injured.
Exactly. Because they knew. They're like, we know what you're doing.
2 years ago when he did it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a sus league.
So I will say, I do have a lot of enjoyment in the league this year, including I went on opening night when the Knicks beat the Cavs.
Oh, yeah.
But
are our Knicks good again?
Oh, them and the Cavs are the two favorites in the East.
Nice. I like that.
I think OKC is still considered the favorite.
I might be a Knicks guy. Obviously, I'm the biggest Laker fan that's ever existed, but I might be on board with the Knicks now for Ed.
That would be lovely. Yeah. But I mean, one thing that I've heard floated, and it's really the league, if they really cared about this shit,
they don't.
They would say to the gambling companies, look, we have all these partnerships with you. You have to get rid of player unders.
Yeah.
Because player overs, if a guy bets on himself to take the over, well, he's saying, I'm going to do great. And like, you have to achieve something to do the under. And this is Jonte Porter bet the under on himself. Like, if you bet the under, you can fix that in the easiest way. You can't fix the over on 28 points unless you go out and get buckets.
And what do we
get rid of the unders?
As those of us that occasionally bet on things, what do we know about betting unders? It's bitch. Betting under is bitch. You're rooting for things I hope they don't score any runs here. What? That's bitch. Take the over. No, overs are fun. Unders are bitch.
Yes. Yeah. Now, another wrinkle for the league.
Tell me. I'm into this.
Bettors got some injury info on LeBron James missing a game.
Yeah.
presumably through, I think I saw some text message from Damon Jones.
Yeah, his shooting coach.
His good buddy.
Yep.
Good buddy.
Yep.
And there's also talk of Chauncey's card games involving LeBron James or him hosting certain things. The big figure in the league probably is involved more.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't have an interpreter to take the fall.
Yeah.
But they can,
that's
they
right.
can clear it
Give
up.
Give him 30 years. Yeah.
No, we figured it out. He had nothing to do with it.
Also, he's at the end. Also, LeBron's at the end, not at the beginning. Like, if this was 22 years ago, that LeBron would be covered up. It is, but it does remind me of the, a very overrated movie that all white guys love, Rounders, that's about poker, where John Malkovich does a horrible accent the entire time. It's
I agree with you.
Yes.
I liked it fine, but people love it.
They're way too into it. It's a cheesy movie. But he does the thing where Matt Damon does the thing where he's like, if you can't spot the sucker at the table, then you're the sucker. Unless LeBron James is also at the table, because I guarantee you every single one of those games that LeBron's like, I got poker. LeBron was donating every single night. He was getting his money took left and right. No question about it. I will fucking bet the house on it.
Hang on. I'm just going to close my copy of Crime and Punishment and then let's play some poker.
Do you guys like Opus X or whatever the fuck? You ever had Silver Oak? Like, he brings out his wine collection, him and Dwayne Wade. I'm into this. I want names. I want people going down. This is fun. I enjoy the NBA betting scandal. It's only a matter of time. And this has happened in the NFL. This is going on in the NFL too, big time. So we're going to find out about that, I'm sure, because the NFL doesn't fuck around. And what do we know from Jay Stu? The NFL... That is solely exists for fantasy owners.
Jay Stu were in charge. Heads would be rolling.
I've never laughed harder because Jay Stu, and this is a little behind the scenes, Jay Stu is incensed. He thinks that Kyle Shanahan needs to be fired for playing it fast and loose with the injury report, which
it's 5 times a week. He's texting Brian and I about the evil of Kyle Shanahan fucking with fantasy owners.
He's like, he needs to be fired. And he keeps saying that he needs to be fired. And Ed just responded the other day. He goes, the 49ers are in first place. I don't think I ever laughed harder than that. Okay. What else, Ed?
I was on my bike.
Yeah.
When I got that text, I stopped the bike and I was like, I'm pretty sure they're in first place. I Googled it.
Looked it up.
They're in first place.
So funny. Yeah, he needs to be fired. Because what being in first place doesn't matter. What matters is letting fantasy owners set their lineup.
The funniest moment in the NBA this week.
Tell me.
Happened Friday night when the Knicks took another win.
Oh my God.
At home against the Celtics.
Oh my God.
And Jaylen Brown, who... is, considered a star, but when Tatum and the other guys are gone, he's not looking quite
the highest. He's the highest paid player in the league, right? Or has he been surpassed? Yeah, he's the highest paid
player. He's in that conversation if he's not the highest.
Great Cal Bear. I hold it down for my Cal Bears. Great Cal Bear.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
But maybe he was getting a little too much star treatment. But
complimentary
anyway,
player.
He's kind of pivoting around.
Yes.
And, sometimes you brush your head into the defender.
Yeah.
And OG Anunoby is wearing a white Knicks jersey Friday night.
Yeah.
And when Jaylen Brown rubs against him, part of his hairline gets on the white Knicks jersey.
It was full Kiwi number 5 shoe polish.
And then the Celtics, they posted before the game, getting ready for it. And you see Jaylen Brown stretching or something.
Yeah.
And you can tell he's got that Carlos Boozer shine on it.
Yes. Yeah. It's so I was watching the USC Notre Dame game, and what's his name? Marcus Freeman, the coach of the.
Yeah.
He's in good shape. He sharpies like an inch and a half down his forehead, and it does not blend at all. It does not look at all like it's his real hair. I don't understand what's going on how is that better? I don't understand. Like, it doesn't look like your real hair. It just looks like a thing that you did. And I remember Jalen Rose.
Looking guys.
Yes.
You don't need to do this.
You're jacked. just like have it be, have your hairline be its hairline, or just shave your head or whatever. Like, it's not better, the thing you're doing. It's very confusing and it does not look real at all. Anyway. Yeah. Okay.
But, let's do,
we're running out of time here. Let's do some emails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck.
No one's enjoying
him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish.
Okay, a couple of emails. Quick question for Ed. I'm getting ready to buy a copy of Heroes and Jerks on Amazon, and the published date is May 2020. Is Ed putting out an updated version soon? A lot of jerks since then, Ed. I also have a how fucking old is this guy for the both of you. It's Don Zimmer from 1972 when he was the manager of the Padres. Maybe you could share the picture with your viewers. Keep up the great work, gentlemen. That's from our friend, all texting and no tweeting. Well, hold on. Here's the picture for the YouTube people right here. It's right. You see that? That's Don Zimmer. First of all, first takeaway, gorgeous. Beautiful. Fucking uniforms.
Beautiful uniforms.
Gorgeous. And also, like, I get that this was the 70s. They didn't know how to grow grass in the 70s. Because look at Jack Murphy Stadium, the field. It looks fucking, it's brown. The whole thing's brown. The thing's browner than the Padres uniforms. I would say right here, this man, I know he's passed on. I think he died in the 2000s. This man is 68 years old in this picture. He's 68, pushing 70, 68 years old. Ed?
I was going to go a little bit less than that.
62? 63?
I was going to say 59 or 60.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. Do we know how old he was in 1972, Don Zimmer, Ed?
I don't know.
They wouldn't get a reveal. Hold on. Let's look it up. I mean, I'm going to guess that he's like in his late 40s. Don Zimmer.
Oh my God. The Google search. Look at the picture that comes up. You just Googled.
Yes.
This
oh
is
yeah.
The craziest
with the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah. What? He's like fucking Michelin man. What is that?
He's 41 years old in this picture, Ed. 40. This is a 41 year old man. This guy's 10 years younger than me.
My God.
41. Years old.
Jesus.
Amazing.
As for the book.
Oh, the book. Yeah.
Yes. There will be a copy probably coming out in the May-ish range.
Oh, nice.
It was going to be coming out like Christmas this year.
Yes.
I was going to try to get it out. But there's two things going on. One, there's a fire hose of bad people and bad news happening these days.
Yeah.
So there are some updates that need to happen.
Yeah.
But yes, I've updated like 95% of the book. It's just about done. Do not buy a version now.
Keystone Cash Patel, does he make it in there?
He doesn't, but he's making a real push for it.
He's pretty insignificant in terms of his historical.
Historical, he's going to be forgotten.
Yes.
But the good thing about promoting it 5 years ago was the amount of people that enlightened me to new things that history class didn't teach and stuff like that.
That's great.
And so I learned a lot. And so I've changed entries from 500 years ago and 200 years ago. Like there's some stuff that like I've read more. I've read some books that have informed my opinion.
That's awesome.
And so there will be a new version Next spring, but I will let you guys know.
I'm looking forward to it. My son's a history major, so I'm going to buy it. He knows everything. Right. I like to say he's finished YouTube because he's like explaining the world to me. I'm like, I've never seen you read a book one time. How do you know all the shit? So I'll buy him a copy. Thank you for that. Is that it? Yeah. Okay. Ed, I just got back from 2 weeks in Scotland. It was great fun, but the food was dog shit. Truly disgusting. This is a big Ed week on the emails. I love it. How do you spend a month over there? Do you cook your own food? I'm genuinely curious. I have to go back for work, and I'm curious if you have any suggestions for me. Halfway through the trip, we started going to ethnic restaurants for Thai, Indian, etc. Oh, my God. That's the timer. Sorry, guys. We're going to page. We love you guys. We love the listeners. We appreciate you so much.
Finish the email.
Oh, Ed, such a bleeding heart. Now, the people are fantastic. Everyone was just so nice and seemed genuinely content, which is something you don't normally find in Americans. That accent, though. The beer was also a huge plus. I found so many fantastic beers that I could... Well, this Matthew Richards is really taking us on a journey here. I feel like I'm on vacation with you, Matthew. That I now find I can't get here, but that's okay. I need to drink less. 28 pounds and 50 more to go. This is like the this is like your aunt that sends you that Christmas.
This is the back of the Christmas card. Anyway, the cats are good. They've been eating.
Steven's finally out of prison. We think it's a schizophrenia thing. They're working on it, but we don't allow knives in the house now. Also, do you choose to go over there, or do you have to go for your work or your wife's work? Again, just curious. Sorry. You trying to get the pipe, Matthew? Sorry, I know this isn't good show content, but hoping you have time to answer me. That's from our dear friend Matthew Richards. I love it. I want to know about Ed's runs to Scotland, where he once got a flat tire.
Two flat tires.
Two flat tires. That's right.
I would say for Scotland, I think we spent 5 days, 6 days, maybe 5 days bouncing around like several places in the country.
Yeah.
When I go over there for a length of time, I haven't done it in a few years, but
you go to
London.
Places.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. London.
Yeah.
London is like, it's one of the cities of the world, like it major is. Cities.
Yeah.
You can find everything. The food is fantastic there. And if you're there for a month, we do cook at home and stuff like that. But like Scotland is different. Scotland is much more regional, much smaller.
Backwoods.
Yeah.
So, it's like the south of.
Like I'm going to London for Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, that's very nice.
But we're going for a week.
Do you have a heavy coat?
I don't think I have a coat, but I don't think it gets like crazy cold.
Well, what do we know about you? You when it's 40 degrees, you wear just a hoodie and you're fine. Hoodie and jeans and you're good to go. Oh, what? It's not even cold out here.
It was 49 this morning. I rode my bike and t-shirt and shorts.
Unbelievable. Okay. Thank you for that, Matthew Richards. Thank you for everybody that that reached out this week. We love you guys. We're going to Patreon. Patreon fam, stay with us. Everybody else, we will see you next week.